Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're not in the World Light Quarters today.
We're
actually at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real, with Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford and Wayne Cotto from CCA and his entire CCA gang here, having a great time talking fishing and having a great casting contest and a great, great group of people here. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Right,
this
Rick?
Is awesome, man. Yeah, I love it. Encinitas Ford is my favorite of all of our Ford Live broadcasts that we do. It's just a great spot and a great family atmosphere here. I love it. Yeah, having a blast. And we're having a blast talking to you. If you want to join us, come down. Be a part of the fun. There's still another full hour, tons of stuff to give away, tons of fun to have. And join us in our live audience here. And if you have a question, step up to the microphone. You could win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's a great prize. We're giving away a gift card that's good for any non-prescription pair of Maui Jims. That includes using the My Maui feature. If you want to add a reader to your glasses,
customize your glasses.
You like a different lens, yeah, whatever, you're going to get a free pair of Maui Jims. I mean, this card could easily be worth a multi-hundred dollar pair of Maui Jims. It's a great prize. We're excited to give it away. That's for one lucky person that steps up to the microphone. We're also doing our Shimano casting contest today, giving away some great prizes there, again, including an Anza fillet knife. Had Pete mentioned earlier, a killer pack of Seaguar fluorocarbon. It's got three spools of different leader coils of Seaguar fluorocarbon. We're also giving away another package that's a bunch of great Shimano lures, which, as we all know, are not the easiest things to find right now, so a great way to score some great Shimano jigs.
By the way, that's the last I have right now.
I believe it. I got news for you. It's probably the last you're going to get for a while, too. We've also, again, the big winner of that is going to be eligible for our grand prize, as is everyone in attendance today, because one person we're going to draw from our audience. We're going to draw one lucky winner who's also going to qualify for our great grand prize. And we're doing eight qualifiers for this killer prize package. It includes that big trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, on any available trip in 2022, all-inclusive except for your airfare and your tip. And during the commercial breaks, we're giving away tons of prizes,
stuff
from AFTCO, all that grand stuff.
Encinitas Ford.
Exactly.
Encinitas Ford oil changes, complete details.
That's true.
Yeah. And AFCO gear, cutwater gear. We have a bunch of cutwater koozies and Seaguar fluorocarbon, Anza fillet knife, AFCO fillet knife.
Yeah, that's really cool stuff. So, yeah, come down and join us. We got another full hour. We're having fun. Encinitas Ford is super easy to get to. It's right off the 5. Hit Encinitas Boulevard. Just head east 1.8 miles, and you'll be right here. It's on the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. Can't miss it. It's a great time, and we're having a lot of fun.
All right, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch report. Our fishdope.com report today is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish. They have spices, rubs, the smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke can. They are now open at their new Old Town location on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish, Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Wayne, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Well, guys, we got Memorial Day weekend, which is kind of the unofficial start to our summer season here, and it's awesome that we got quite a bit of fish and decent weather that lets us get out and get to them there without getting too beat up. But starting up north, where weather is still kind of an issue up there, you got to pick your days, guys. But pretty good signal on the yellows and sea bass boats, and pretty good area, you know, scattered out all the way from Anacapa along the back of Cruz up towards a squid zone there between Santa Rosa and Santa Cruz there. But been pretty good fishing, quite a bit of fish up there. At Catalina, just in time for all the craziness and boat pressure of a holiday weekend here. A bunch more yellowtail showed up, mixed grade fish. You know, there's some little peachy ones and mixed right in with some really nice ones there. And it's been pretty fun fishing, and it's a pretty big area. It's scattered all up and down the front side of the island there. And seriously, guys, pay very close attention to those closures, because I absolutely guarantee you that fishing game will be paying close attention and will be writing very expensive tickets. Sea bass showed better around the backside, mostly backside east there, but a little bit elsewhere also. Pretty good scores on that sea bass, both daytime and nighttime. The bait grounds are biting a little bit. Some fish up shallow, some pretty good hits up shallow, actually, including some pretty big ones. And some of the best fishing of the year on the sea bass over Catalina, for sure. A little late getting started, but it was good. Clemente, you know, it's kind of a bit of a funk for several days there. Pretty tough fishing. Fish are definitely around. It just kind of took a few days off there, but pretty good improvements yesterday. It looks like that yellowtail on the front are getting ready to get back on the program. And offshore, oh, my God, what a week. As you guys have been talking there, that bluefin booped in from the outside, set up shop right outside the Coronados down toward like the 302, 371, and on down toward the Hidden and off Ensenada like that. Pretty good area of fish. And just like you guys have been talking, man, you got to take that heavy gear, guys. There's an awful lot of people getting seriously destroyed when they hook them big ones on inadequate tackles. So take the good gear. I think the biggest one I heard of this weekend was, I think it was 260 caught on a fake flyer there. You know, the big stuff's around, guys, and it's time to get with it. So it's fun stuff for a holiday weekend and decent weather. I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
Boy, you nailed it, buddy. Great info. A super complete report, Mark. Appreciate you always taking such a good time to compile that info, that fishdope.com information. You guys just do such a great job.
Yeah, and, of course, you have to have fishdope.com now and every time of the year. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You want all the info? You just use that code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, for a new membership to fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're still at the corner of Boca Chica and Edinger. A whole may be changing here. And phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And seriously, guys, it's time to go fishing, man. There's an awful lot going on. It's nice weather.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go fishing. All right, Mark, thanks a lot for that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Hey, Mark, while we're waiting for our C4 Sport Fishing Marco's report, there's a text came in on our Let's Talk Hookup app for Mark. Kale from Chula Vista says, I come in to trade my Nissan right now. Can you buy I want to buy a new Ford Ranger, and the problem is he has less than better credit.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
We've got hundreds of sources for financing from we'll call it marginal credit all the way to the governor's row.
Okay.
And, we'll take care of you. We got great finance professionals that'll work out the best terms for you. And then, of course, your trade-in probably worth a lot more than you had anticipated.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of Rangers in stock ready to roll. So
yeah,
come on
down.
Yeah,
you got Rangers in stock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I see that new Bronco, too.
That's
those
the Bronco
are
Sport.
Cool.
That's the Bronco Sport. They're awesome. Some people are loving those things.
That's
they start
cool.
at $29,000.
Yeah.
And then we've got the full-size Bronco that'll be here in about 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Bronco Sport is the smaller version, and then the bigger version is going to be in here in a couple months.
Correct.
And
yeah.
Which of those Rangers did you say Tommy P was picking up?
Tommy P's getting, he might get two of them.
He might get the white one.
As much as he's talked about buying one over the last 6 years.
Well, today would be the day to buy it.
Yeah.
It is telethon weekend, Tommy P, and that one's got your name.
Oh, he's got his money out, too.
Yeah.
Got to grab that.
The silver one, I think he would say.
Hey, I want to mention a sad passing. Our friend John Harper sent a message that retired biology teacher from San Marcos High, Dean Hall, passed away. He was an avid Let's Talk Hookup listener, and he worked on the Chabasco out of Oceanside Harbor and the tackle shop and stuff like that, and sadly passed away. He was a very loved teacher in San Marcos High and a good buddy, fishing buddy for John Harper and many, many people. So, Dean Hall, sorry to lose he's an avid Let's Talk Hookup guy, like I said, and sorry to lose him. I also want to mention, too, that the BD Outdoors Yellowtail Shootout is coming up, the 14th annual, if you can believe that. It's coming up June 24th through the 26th, and that's going to be a great, great event. And so get more information on that at bdoutdoors.com. And
that's a really well-run tournament, too. It's just kind of done the right way. Fun awards, fun food, great prizes. It's, you know, that's one of those tournaments that was set up by a fisherman. It's
right.
Appropriate times, weigh-ins. It's a really, really cool
and
event.
And good time for some yellowtail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's great fishing right now. That's the thing.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, it's going to be tough to see what people choose to do because you got several things going on. There's good fishing at the island. I would just call it good Coronado Islands yellowtail fishing.
Yeah, fun time fishing.
There's lots of yellows on kelps. The majority of that yellow on kelp is small to medium grade, but some of them are really nice. You know,
nice
we've seen quite a few like mid 20 pounders on kelps. Don't get me wrong, vast majority are, I just call them
the
kelp paddy grades. And bigger, like I would say they're truly like 3 to 15 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And some of those are 8 and 10 and 12 pounders and they're great size and no problem. Some of them for sure are shakers. But then on a kelp that's got 25, 10-pound yellows, all of a sudden a guy catches a 25. So it'd be real interesting to see if guys spend more of their time coastal trying to catch a big one. Do you just weed through the offshore fish trying to catch the big ones? It'll be interesting to see how the tournament goes down. But there's lots of yellowtail options, and
yeah.
I'm sure because
so
of that, it's going to be a good derby for sure.
Hey, Wayne, there's a couple of big events coming up for CCA, right?
Absolutely.
One of them's tonight.
Yeah, we got one tonight up in Orange County on the Dana Pride. We got a Harbor Cruise. It starts at 7 o'clock.
Is there still space available?
There's still space available. A few tickets left. I would go online and buy them before and not just wait to go at the door because the door is limited load, obviously. We got an event coming up on the June 5th, which is a surf seminar with Bill Varney, and then Coast is sponsoring a beach cleanup on Bolsa Chica Beach. June 12th, down here in San Diego, we have the Ohana Banquet, our first banquet in a couple of years, guys. It's going to be a blast. It's at the Portuguese Hall.
I know with the work that Arnie's been working the sponsors on trying to get prizes. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of prizes there.
It's going to be fun. I mean, our goal right now, guys, is we want everybody to come out to our events and have fun. We do the hard work so you guys can enjoy fishing and come out and have fun around us. So we got charters coming up. We have a golf tournament for the Orange County chapter coming up in October 29th. We have so the golf tournament is also going to be their banquet, and that's going to be a huge event. We have on-the-water events coming up and down the coast. We have a new chapter in Bakersfield for Kern County. We're going to be out in Morro Bay that same weekend of the Bloody Decks tournament, that Saturday. We'll be out of Morro Bay fishing with them. And then we have a 2x4 tournament up in Channel Islands. Coming up, there's just so many events. You guys have to come up to our webpage at ccacalifornia.org and look them all up. Like us on Facebook because we post everything up there and on Instagram. So we want to make sure you guys enjoy time on the water, enjoy time with us, get to know us, and why it's important for CCA to be around. Because we're here to fight for our right to keep fishing.
You bet.
Well said.
Sure.
Speaking
of fishing, let's continue our catch report. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is ready. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
What's up, Marcos?
Excellent.
Well, the good fishing rolled on this week, and about what we expected, everything back on track there. Those overnight trips, the day and a half, longer trips there, catching a nice mix of bluefin and yellowtail. And there's definitely some bigger bluefin in the mix there. We're having fish ranging from 40 to 50 on the lower end up to 200 pounds there. So make sure you have some of that heavier gear when you go on those trips. And we got trips scattered throughout the week here. Lots of boats online now. The season's pretty much in full swing at this point. Check the website for those trips. The one day is a day and a half. There's longer trips in the mix there. The full-day trips, San Diego, fish down to Coronado Islands this week. Nice mix of yellowtail, bonita, barracuda, and bass down there. A very solid, what you'd expect out of the Coronado Islands there. All around good fishing. Those half-day trips, still catching the calico bass there. Definitely some good spring calico bass fishing. Nice mix of rockfish and whitefish in there. Picking away at a few yellowtail here and there, one or two here and there. So definitely a shot at those guys. And again, check the website, cforestlanding.com. We have the full schedule up there for all our trips. As soon as we schedule trips, they pop up there. You can see exactly what's left on those. And as the season gets in the full swing here, you definitely want to make reservations ahead of time. Anytime there's a sign of good fishing, those trips fill up really quickly. So definitely do that. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We'll be more than happy to help you guys out. If you want to check us out on social media, we're pretty much at Seaforth Landing on everything there, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram there, and that'll keep you up to minute updates there. So lots of good fishing about what we'd expect this point of the year. So let's get you guys out there and get you some fish.
Great job, Marcos. As always, a fantastic report. Super good call on making the reservations. Boy, with fishing this good, things just indeed stack up. One more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to book a trip. Come fishing with you guys.
619-224-3383. I'll be more than happy to help you guys out, get you out on the water, and get you some fish.
Awesome, Marcos. Appreciate it again. We'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report today again. And knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from ANZA. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. ANZA knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. They also offer knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check ANZAKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro Series available at Fisherman's Processing.
We're giving away one today here in ANZA Knives. So
sweet.
Sure, and I know the guys at ANZA also donated a couple to the Ohana event at the end of and what's the date on that for the one for San Diego chapter?
June 12th.
All right. And it's down at the Portuguese Hall.
Portuguese Hall.
Great location. Mo from Vista is here in Encinitas, all the way from Vista, which isn't far away from Encinitas, for sure. Thanks for coming down, Mo. And Mo's always a great supporter of our events. And as a lot of people here, we sure appreciate everybody coming down and hope you're enjoying yourselves here on this
morning,
classic
guys.
Memorial Day day, right? I mean, it's like classic Memorial Day weather.
It's our
like
weather.
Cold.
I got a question for Rick. I'm having trouble finding the Mexican fishing license. Are you selling them at your shop?
So printed Mexican fishing licenses are no longer available. How it worked was there was an office called Conapesca, which is where all of us, you as the public could go, or where all of shops like ours went and purchased fishing licenses and then brought back and then resold the paper licenses. The paper license like that is no longer available, and the only way to obtain them is through the website. You know, some shops will offer the service of going onto the website for you, but it's the same that you can do at home, where you basically go onto their website, punch in your credit card information, and print out the license. The source that I like to do it the best is going through SAC's website, the CaliforniaSportFishing.org. You'll see on there's a tab that just says, I think it's like Mexican regulations or U.S.-Mexico regulations. And on there, it's like a drop-down, and they just have really easy-to-read and easy-to-cipher kind of info on everything, how to get the FMM, how to get your fishing license. It's like well-written, easy, in English. You need this, 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 and this. Now click here, and then that brings you right to it. You punch in your info and pay for it.
And I might add, too, that if you're going to the Coronado Islands, you need to have it. Because they've been there, the FMM is essential, and also the bracelets, too.
Yeah.
But now, where do you get the bracelets?
Bracelets you can buy, again, you can buy online, you can get the full year, or the bracelets you can buy from any San Diego SAC landing. So you can get them from us, you can get them from Dana Landing, and those are bracelets, they're $5 for the day.
Yeah.
The one thing I will warn you, though, is the Mexican Fishing License website. It sometimes goes up and down, and it has been down more than it has been up.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but there's just, with that being down, there just isn't another option.
No.
That's it.
So you just have to hope that they just plead mercy.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. All right, phones are
good
packed.
Luck,
let's
Mo.
Jump into it.
Yeah, you got it, bro. Let's talk to Paul. He's got us from Bellflower and been hanging in with us. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. This question's for Mark. Mark, doing great. What's the fastest electric car that Ford makes right now, and how much is it?
The fastest we make right now is under production is the Ford Mustang Mach-E GT.
Okay.
Which is what you're driving.
I'm driving the Ford Mustang Mach-E, but not the GT.
Okay.
The GT is 500, and don't hold me to this, but it's about 560 horsepower and about 650 pound-feet of torque.
Get out of here.
All-wheel
electric.
Drive, 0 to 60 in about 3.7, 3.5.
Oh, my.
And
this is all electric.
All electric, and they think they start around $65,000, and they've got $7,500 federal income tax credit on them, and $1,500 from the state. So there's $9,000 that comes off right off the top. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable.
You can't get that from a Tesla.
From what?
From a Tesla.
No, you can't.
No,
you can't.
Yeah,
and,
that's unbelievable.
And they're serviceable, right? So
yeah.
we have professional technicians. We got parts and service and training and all that stuff. So from our competitors have a little bit limited capacity in servicing the cars they got. But anyway, best for us to do on that is to order it. We can figure out how to configure your car and go online with one of our sales professionals here at the dealership, drive what we have, and then we'll order it just the way you want it.
That's cool.
Now, you have a really, speaking of Mustangs, you have a Cobra on the lot here.
The Shelby GT Cobra 500?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have one here.
730 horsepower. Ooh. Supercharged, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and these are not easy to obtain, right?
No.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
I've had two of them. Two of them
in the time that they've been out.
Well, two of the specific package with the painted hood stripes and the carbon fiber package, and it's an unbelievable car.
That's cool.
And you can come and check it out right here in Encinitas Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and what's the price tag on that one?
A lot. So we've got all these great Ford vehicles that have continued to evolve over the years, and you know Ford's had 38 years of truck domination with the F-150, 250, Super Duties. Rock Cut drives one. Pete's had them. We love them. And so we've got the Rangers. We've got the F-150.
I love
Super
my
Duties.
Explorer.
Yeah.
Explorer is such a great car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an Explorer guy now.
And then Mustangs and the electric Mach-Es and all of that's in stock. And then we have, of course, our new vehicles, the electric Lightning F-150 that's 500 and 700 horsepower and who knows how much torque. And they go 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds. And,
yeah.
And then the Broncos and more stuff coming.
Yeah. I was going to say, the comfortability that gives you is, you like towing something heavy, you just have so much more confidence behind a big Ford Super Duty. Like, I have towed with other vehicles, and there's just no question when we have our boat weighs a lot, and going down the road, but it's not just the ability to pull something either. It's the ability to get something stopped. The truck is heavy down the road. It's very comfortable. Like, there's a level of confidence towing something with a Ford Super Duty.
There isn't
a better product.
And then I talked to Rock Cod about a year ago about a Ranger, and I'm certain that he's on the buying cycle that Tommy's on.
Yeah.
He's almost there.
That's almost there.
Next week.
I won't ever probably get rid of my Super Duty. You know, I have a diesel Super Duty that basically lives its life on towing, and I can't get it replaced, but a Ford Ranger is going to be my next drive back and forth to the tackle.
Such a cool
vehicle.
Car.
Yeah, I really like it.
That's a great truck. Hey, Dave in Poway is next up at the mic. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford, Dave. And I don't see Dave up at the casting, but Dave's right here. There he is.
Hey,
all right,
Dave.
Came over from Poway. Great to see him. He's a big supporter of CCA, one of the guys that helps out a lot. Thanks, Dave.
What's up, buddy?
Good morning, y'all. Say, I hope Harry doesn't spend that check prematurely, because I'm going on that Rancher
lead. Oh, great.
There we go. And I'm going to give him a run for his money.
That's right.
Okay, good. Good.
So my question for Wayne, and Wayne, I've been wondering, appreciate all you do, by the way.
Thank you.
You are the Energizer Bunny.
Jeez.
On behalf of CCA. I've been wondering what flipped the switch for you and got you so passionate about fishing.
My parents. I've been fishing my whole life, and they got me started very, very early. Like everybody else, I pretty much started on a pier and surf fishing down here in Southern California. And then went up to Mammoth and did a trout fishing 2 weeks every year during summer break. And it's been there the whole time. We didn't have a lot of money growing up. We didn't have the greatest tackle, but the passion to go try. It didn't matter if it was a piece of bamboo and line going fishing, bluegill at the lake. No matter where I've gone, I've tried to get a line wet, and that's my passion. Doing CCA, it was an opportunity thing. They started CCA in 2015. They asked me to join. It was an opportunity where I was looking to try to do something a little bit different, and my passion of fishing and my background in all my other stuff, it just all worked out. And it is. The whole point to CCA is about the passion for our favorite sport of fishing, and that's what drives it. And I just want to pass that on to everybody I know.
That's awesome. Yeah. As a boy, that tug is a drug, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It doesn't matter. Everybody goes, what's your favorite fishing? Where do you want to go? Any place I can get a line wet. It doesn't matter, because all you do is you size down to the proper technique and line class, and it's all the same fun. That is what I love to do, and it doesn't matter what kind of water, what kind of fish. I love fishing.
There you go. Yep.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Thanks for all your support, too. Appreciate that very much.
Totally. You bet.
All right.
Hey, we had a fun text come through, both for Pete and for Mark. Question for Mark, what is the max tow capacity for the new Lightning F-150, and what's its range while towing? And then question for Pete, how did you do at the Loretto Rumble, and how many fish did you catch? That's from Todd in Costa Mesa.
Mark?
Todd, tow capacity of the new Lightning is 10,000 pounds.
Wow.
Jeez.
Okay. And then a lot of it has to do with, as far as range, is how much of that power you're going to need. So they've got what we believe will be about 150 kilowatt-hour battery pack usable in the long-range F-150. So if you're towing 10,000 pounds up to the mountains versus 6,000 pounds to the bay, it's going to make a huge difference,
sure.
Right? So I think we have to size and evaluate what your needs are going to be. Some people are going to go straight gas. Some are going to go gas hybrid in our F-150s, which actually increases power and torque. And then a lot of people will, the electrics will be absolutely sized and for them, and will have a huge advantage if you can go an electric. But not everybody's going to fit into that envelope.
Sure. Gotcha. I would have never thought 10,000 pounds.
Yeah. No,
I wouldn't have thought that. That's awesome.
Pretty amazing.
And they're all four-wheel drive.
And we had a great time, all four-wheel drive, because there's no transmission, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's direct drive right to all four wheels.
Yeah, there's motors on, there's fore and aft motors.
So is it all-time four-wheel drive, or is it just selectable like a gas? Like a grass truck.
Well, there's no penalty to run electric motor because they don't take any. There's no reciprocal mass,
got
so
it.
To speak. So it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Great. And as far as Loretto Rumble, we had a great time. I think Steve and I caught three fish a day. We rancheroed several too.
Into the rocks. As happens with big yellows
into the rocks. Yeah, for sure. But
and Pete.
But yeah. But we had a good time. We caught some big pargo. We had some great cabrilla fishing. It was a good time. It wasn't wide open fishing. We brought all these jigs, all these yo-yo jigs and sea falcon jigs and
all these jigs, and
we never used one of them.
Of course.
Except for the cabrilla. They were really on that Colt Sniper Stickmate. They really wanted that 170
like
Colt Sniper, man. That thing was awesome. In fact, I got rocked like on four different times and lost four of them by those big cabrillas. But, yeah, good time. And if you want to go have a great time with us, like Cass says, it's filling fast. So that's next May 1st through the 5th of 2022. We'll be back down there in Loretto. All right, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
Gus in Burbank is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Gus.
Yo, you guys.
Yo,
yo Pete, yo, Rick, yo, Mark, yo, Wayne. Yo.
Hey. Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, I just I wanted to call and say thank you to you all at Let's Talk Hookup and the owner, operator of the Pacifica, Captain Andrew.
Andrew, yeah.
I went out with them to fish Tuesday. Left Monday night to fish Tuesday for a day and a half trip. And I did not score any big tunas or any small tunas. but there were some very large tunas hauled over the rail. And I was very impressed with the Pacifica, okay?
That's a great
I would go back on that boat in a heartbeat. That's how impressed I was with that boat. They got it down. And Andrew knows how to find those fish.
Yes, he does.
There were lots of other boats out that day, including the Star. I believe the American Angler was out, and we were all fishing in the same general area. It was a great day and a half trip.
And you won that trip right here on Let's Talk Hookup that Andrew gave
you,
which is great, Gus. And it was a nice day on the water and an enjoyable experience. So you would recommend the Pacifica out of sea for sport fishing, right?
Absolutely. You know, I wouldn't say I'm going back on it if I didn't really like it.
All right. We'll get back. You better book another trip, but book soon because they're popular. So get on it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Gus. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more. We're live here at Encinitas Ford. We got more of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaska and halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Julia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here at Encinitas Ford. Phones have been absolutely packed the entire show. We just had one drop off, so a great opportunity if you want to get through in the phones. 213-432-1090, or better yet, again, come down here and join us at Encinitas Ford.
Yeah, Steve Mote is next up here. Good morning, Steve, and thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford. And, Mark, such a great showing here. We want to thank everybody for coming, right?
What a turnout.
Yeah, great turnout. Probably our biggest ever, so we're really great to start 2021, our Ford dealers, with a lot of great people there. And thank you very much all for coming out. We appreciate it.
Well, good morning, guys. Back on the 13th of the month in the San Diego Union, there was an article about a group of people that think that the South Shore's launch ramp is a great place to put a homeless parking lot. And I think we need to be aware of things that are like that that might be going on that could impact our ability to have access to the water. It's a CCA thing outwardly also that if it comes up, CCA will be on top of it. But I just think that we should be aware. That's not really something that was intended to be used for that. I mean, boating and waterway money is what brings those things to be. And that kind of gives us a true right to have access to it without any inhibition. So just let's please be aware of that, and may the fish be with you.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Craig from Ocean Beach came up from OB to Encinitas. Craig, you're next up, and thanks for joining us here at Encinitas Ford.
What's up, Craig?
How's it going? I had a ton of questions about the new F-150, but they've all been answered, so I kind of don't know what to ask.
Are you going to put your $100 in?
So what color, I think, is the next question.
There we go.
What color do they
get? Yeah.
So, but honestly, if the electric is where you're going, go online, go to EncinitasFord.com, and we've got a link in there that takes you into the Ford order website. It's only $100 to reserve one, right?
Is that non-refundable?
No, it's refundable.
It's refundable, too.
Totally, totally refundable. And the whole idea is to get anybody that's interested in those vehicles, because it's summer of next year when they're going to start, right? So is it the sooner you get one in, the better? And
is it going to be based on when you got your order in?
Time stamped on when you go in on a national basis. So it's not time stamped against my customers, but time stamped against a national order base. So if you're number 4,377, that's your build. That's how I understand they're going to build them. So the sooner you get in, the better. Plus, we've got all of the existing ones where we've got naturally aspirated gas, 2.7 liter EcoBoost, 3.5, 3.5 hybrids with the generators in them, 5 liter Coyote motors, as well as the new Raptors are coming out. And this weekend, we've got, on the F-150s, we've got rebates up to $3,000 and great trade-in allowances. And Rangers have $2,500 trade-in allowance and another $2,000 on the hood for up to a total of $4,500. And Explorers go up to $2,500 with a rebate, trade-in.
And so that's just this weekend.
That's just this weekend, and we're going to see a lot of those not be around for the summertime. So if there's ever a time to buy and get a lot of money for your trade, you come down to Encinitas Ford this weekend.
Yeah.
We're closed Sunday, so we're open today and Monday, and we'll take great care of you. That's what we do here. We take great care of our customers.
Yeah. So let me ask you this about ordering the putting your $100 in and ordering that that Lightning, which is the new all-electric F-150 out next summer. Do you have to customize it now, or can you just get on the list and then customize it later?
You come in just on an order.
On an order.
Yeah.
And then you can put in what you want after that.
Well, it's what we've done with the Broncos. As we've gone back and with our customers, as we get allocation, we go to them and say, how do you want to build it? And we sit down with our sales guys and sales gals and build a package for the customer as they want their truck built.
Okay, when that time slot comes up, you get to build it.
Right.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right, great.
You going gas or electric, Craig?
Oh, electric.
Yeah.
Can I send Wayne down a rabbit hole real quick?
Uh-oh.
So this is all way off, way far off in the future, but the OBPR right now is in a state of disrepair.
Yes.
What efforts can CCA do to preserve the pier, or if it becomes demolished and then possibly rebuilt, what is the possibility of that debris becoming reef, or all those hoops just not worth jumping through?
I appreciate the question, and not a rabbit hole. We got involved when we first heard that there was an issue. And if you didn't see the report, they just opened part of that pier back up. So they are working on it. It's going to be saved. It's going to be refurbished to open the whole thing up. So it's not going to turn into a reef.
They're going to fix what's
Absolutely,
there.
Because we need the piers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially that one. That one is the farthest one down, and it is used all the time. So we worked to talk to the right people to make sure that they knew to fix it or needed to fix it, and they have the money to do it. So
all right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford. Theo from Lemon Grove is next up, and while Theo's making his way up to the mic, I want to tell you about Don and Heidi from Ands and Knives will be at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show next next weekend, June 4, 5, and 6. It's at the Orange County Fairgrounds. They're going to have a booth there showing off their great Anza knives, Crossroads of the West, and the Anza knives will be there June 4, 5, and 6, which is next weekend, next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So be sure to go down there and check it out. Did Theo make the way up here?
I don't see
Theo is no-show? Okay, let's bring up Steve from L.A., the world-famous Steve from L.A. Where is Steve? I see the lovely Mrs. Steve. But
maybe went for a quick cruise.
Yeah, all right. We'll keep rolling there. Michael Sr. from El Cajon, Mr. Michael.
There's Michael.
Mike and his way up to the mic. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford, Michael. We sure appreciate it. Great to see you.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. Nice to see you again. I got a couple questions. One.
Step right up to the mic there, buddy.
Hey, by the way, happy birthday, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
All right. How many?
Hey, it was so funny. I got an email from my sister-in-law, and she's like, oh, enjoy the cake. Don't worry about how many candles on the cake. And I started calling her back. I said, come on now. You know damn well your sister don't bake, and she's allergic to the kitchen. I ain't got to worry about counting candles, you know? And then my granddaughter calls me yesterday, and my wife says, can I punch the poppy? And she's like, no, it's his birthday. And she goes, what about after? I said, it's happy birthday. Oh, yeah, you can punch him. She had that FaceTime. I said, what'd you say? And you just says, Mona, oh, remember, if I get injured, I can't go stuffy hunting.
There you go.
And she loved those stuff.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. I got a couple questions. One, I got the orca poppers. I can't fish right now. I had the surgery, but I keep watching the fish counts. I know about the flatpalls, and I got plenty of tackle and stuff like that, and I got the orca poppers. Or nobody's using them? They're just not biting on those ones?
Well, they're biting poppers.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they're not using it. It's just, you know, fishing a popper is time and place specific. And when that fish is, you know, when you have foamers, when that fish has got bait pushed up on the surface and they're, you know, they're going crazy on a bait ball, that's just the time to use a bait like that. And that there was some foamer fishing to be had earlier in the week, but yeah, for the most part, it's been a lot more fish on live bait and vertical jigs as of late. But that is a great size popper to fish with, and, you know, I mean, certainly bring it with you, and if the situation presents itself, you'll have it ready to go.
You got to have it. I just seen the baby poppers. No, I didn't have an MS. Well, I got to get some info to talk about.
Yeah, you got it, for sure.
You know, like you say, it depends on what the application at the time and what the fish are doing. I got one other question for Wayne. If we get lucky enough and get rid of the governor, this might be a good choice for everyone. If you're going to vote on trying to get rid of the idiot that's in there now, make sure the people that we put in understand what we want as fishermen, what CCA needs. We need to make sure somebody that gets in there is going to do right by us. You know?
That's right.
You're here.
Very good, Michael. Thanks a lot for coming down to answer. I saw Steve from L.A., the world-famous Steve, standing in the background there. Good morning, Steve. And it's a little chilly out here this morning.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, welcome to Encinitas.
Yeah.
About the Ford. Oh, I was looking at some of the Mustangs. Or the Shelby is something else, man.
Isn't that a beautiful car?
Yeah. I ran from it.
That's like right out of the movies, isn't it?
One look at that price tag, man. That's not for me. But on one of the Mustangs, it said it had 100 miles per gallon E.
That's our Mustang.
How did they even do that?
Well, that's our Mustang Mach-E electric, and we've got them here in stock. In fact, I'm driving one right down over in the service drive. They're electric, so that the efficiency of electric motor, not an engine, uses battery power. They figure it takes 33 kilowatt hours to make it gallon equivalent, and the car can go 100 miles on 33 kilowatt hours of electricity. So it's electricity and electric power is coming, and we're deep into it. I've got 7 chargers. We've got 2 vehicles that are not fully electric. We've got 1 vehicle fully electric, and then more coming. But it's going to be 30-40% of our sales very, you know, near term.
Really amazing. I knew I should have signed in for the electrical class in high school and not the auto mechanic class. But the other thing, too, is what is the electric car lineup for Ford now? What is the lineup for the Ford?
Well, we have the Mustang Mach-E's fully electric. In December, we'll have the Transit vans that are electric. We'll have the full electric F-150 Lightning that'll come in the summer.
Nice.
And we've got a bevy of other hybrid electric and full electric vehicles, both in production and in planning.
Nice.
So it's an exciting time for us as Ford dealers. For your San Diego County Ford dealers, we've been sponsoring the Let's Talk Hookup show for a long time, and we're just great to see this huge crowd of avid fishermen and Ford buyers in the mix there.
Yes, thank you for doing that, too.
Yeah, we
thank
sure
you,
appreciate
Steve.
It. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for coming down. Great text here through the Let's Talk Hookup app. I have a Parker 2510, and it's loaded on a trailer around 10,000 pounds. What Ford truck would you recommend for this boat from Rick in Orange?
For Rick in Orange, F-150 will tow that vehicle.
It'll tow that.
Easy.
That's a heavy boat.
Easy. The F-150s will tow up to, I think, 14,000 pounds.
Wow.
12.4 in conventional tow.
Wow.
So
do you want a particular engine on that? Or
3.5 EcoBoost or better.
Really?
So we can sell you more truck, but at that weight level, an F-150 is very capable in doing that.
Wow,
so what it used to take a three-quarter ton to do
that. I was just going to say, that truck was always a three-quarter ton diesel truck to tow that boat, right?
Now, what year is your Super Duty?
2001.
2001, okay. So your truck is an 8,600-pound GVW, and it's probably rated around 12.8 into a 13,000-pound tow capacity.
Yeah, 14,
our F-150s are almost the same capacity as the 250.
And it's aluminum body, super lightweight, right?
Right.
But
super lightweight, great efficiency, 20 miles per gallon,
20
roughly.
Miles a gallon.
And I'll tell you one thing. My 7.3 liter does not get
20
miles
per
gallon. It does not.
Hey, Ed from Mira Mesa is next up. Ed, still hanging around there, is Ed? All right, thanks for coming down to our Let's Talk Hookup broadcast here at Encinitas Ford. Always great to see Ed.
What's up, Ed?
Hi, guys. My question's for Wayne. When you sign up, how much money does the money stay here in California, or does it go to, like, to Florida or Texas?
Okay, so our standard membership is $35 a year, and we have other packages, $50, $100 packages. That money actually goes to CCA National because they're running all of our back-end database and membership. And we also have all pitch in, every state pitches into the national advocacy. So we have full-time lobbyists in Washington, D.C. When you do a lifetime member in any of our fundraising that we do here, that all stays in the state. So for a lifetime member, it starts at $1,000, $957 or $54 of it stays here in the state. Some of it needs to be processed through national because they have the overhead and the administration for all of the states. But, you know, all of that other money that we raise here, if we're doing the cruise tonight, if we're doing a fundraiser like the Ohana fundraiser, the golf tournament, that money stays here.
All that money stays here, right? All the proceeds from the raffles and things like that, all that money stays in California.
And we have these new programs like the Contribute to Conservation. You can go $10 a month on your credit card and automatically pulls $10, and that money stays right here in the state.
All of it. Yeah.
We have annual financial sponsors. So if you're a business and you want to contribute to us, we have packages for that too.
What about the lifetime memberships?
Lifetime memberships, $1,000. You can do it in quarterly payments of $250, but only 954 of that $1,000 stays here in the state.
Stays here in the state. So if you want to become a lifetime member, I'm a lifetime member.
Which we just hit 200 members.
200 lifetime
members.
So
we had a promotion going on for a raffle for all of us that are lifetime members. There was a raffle. We had like six prizes. We just did the drawing Thursday night on our Facebook Live. Some really good prizes given out. A Makaira combo. Ingle cooler, 123 quart Ingle cooler.
Wow, awesome.
$500 to Cope's tackle, $500 to Ketchum tackle. There were just some really, really good prizes given out.
And a lot of great supporters to CCA, too.
Absolutely. We have some very good, generous people here in the state.
A lot of great partners.
Is that tax deductible? at all?
The 954 is of the lifetime.
It's a 501c3.
We're a 501c3.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including giving away a bunch of great prizes. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. So let's talk hookup. Okay, it's time. The big winner of the Maui Jim sunglasses was...
Yeah, it was Ed Mirmesha.
Yeah, congratulations,
Mark Wheeler
Ed.
Picked that. And thanks to all our callers and all our texters and all the people that came down. Arnie, give us the details on who won and on the casting contest. And I want to thank Arnie and Dave for running the casting
great
contest.
Job,
of course,
guys.
Tommy and Cowboy for running what they do. Wayne and his whole crew from CCA. Give us a lowdown.
All right, our winner of the casting contest today is Mike Kreischer.
All right,
congratulations.
And you have a cast off for second and third, right?
Second came in was Bob from
Santee.
Bob Lee, Bob Lee was
great.
Second. We're casting off for third
For third.
Now.
Okay, great. I know we'll get the prizes sorted out. I also want to introduce Bill Hagen, owner of 1090. Thanks, Bill, for coming down. And we're thrilled that 1090 came back.
Yeah,
let's give Bill a big hand, and I think it shows that how many people are listening to 1090. And we're thrilled to be back on 1090 for sure. And just a great showing here. Mark Wheeler, Encinitas Ford, thanks for having us. Sure appreciate
awesome,
that
buddy.
Very much.
As always, love you guys. Love your followers, and we're great fishermen and great providers of the stuff that helps you fish called Forge Brooks.
That's right.
Yeah, and if we want to find you and want to take advantage of this sell-a-thon, how do we do that?
Well, you can call 800-670-3673, EncinitasFord.com, and we're on the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. Take I-5 to Encinitas Boulevard East, about a mile and a half.
All right. And, Wayne, how do we be a part of CCA?
Go to our website, ccacalifornia.org. Follow us on Facebook, like us on Instagram.
All right, very good. All right. Hey, and I want to thank our extraordinary engineer, Bill, for our first outing here for 2021. Many more coming, so watch for that. Thanks for all your hard work, Bill, and thanks for Andrew on the boards and Becky, and, of course, Adam, our main man on the app. Thank you very much for that. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. We'll be back in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookups, overlooking the San Diego landings once again. See all those boats coming in and out. Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher will be with us tomorrow morning. I guarantee you Art will have the latest dope on what's going on the water, and I'll bet you we'll hear from the surfer too on their three-day Memorial Day weekend trip too. So thanks for listening today. Thanks to everybody for coming out once again, and thanks to all the helpers. And then we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.